Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Now, talking about the traditions of Shavuot, the ancient traditions especially. See, Shavuot, or Pentecost, was the day that God poured out His Spirit on the Jewish disciples. Friends, get this. It was full of Jews at Jerusalem. Jerusalem was full of Jews. They were there not only because Jews lived in Jerusalem, but because it was a pilgrimage feast. Shavuot was a pilgrimage feast. So there were tons and tons of Jewish people there. So when the Holy Spirit fell on the Jewish disciples of Jesus, the ones who heard it were all Jewish. And friends, this is Pentecost is 100% Jewish activity in Acts chapter 2.
Yeah, not only is the holiday itself, Pentecost, based on Leviticus chapter 23, but God's fulfillment of this holiday, what Jewish people refer to as the time of the giving of our law, is now becoming the time of the giving of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, look at that. It's really neat, if it's accurate, that Moses indeed received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai at the day of Shavuot or the day of Pentecost, and he may have. That's the tradition, though. If you ask a rabbi, that's what he's going to say. It's the day of the giving of the Torah.
And that's how it's celebrated.
So if, in fact, that's true...
Oh, you know why I celebrate it that way, Jeff? I hate to interrupt you, but it's important.
You hate to interrupt me. First time ever.
Well, we know it's celebrated that way because we eat blintzes on Shavuot, and blintzes are shaped like the two tablets of the law.
Because they're round like logs, kind of.
They're round like logs. I mean, put two of them together, and they're delicious. And we wouldn't do that if Moses didn't get the tablets on Mount Sinai.
There's proof right there.
That's
right?
It. That's guaranteed proof.
Tradition. Okay, so watch this, because it's really neat if it is true that on Shavuot, 1,400 years before Pentecost, before Acts chapter 2, it's the same Shavuot, 1,400 years before comes the giving of the law. 1,400 years later, after Jesus goes to the cross and is resurrected, comes on the same day.
Same exact day. We know it's the exact day because we've counted the 50 days.
That's right. It's biblically accurate. Same day comes the giving of the Spirit, as if to say, by the blood of Jesus, we've been given a new and better covenant. It's the spiritual truth, the fulfillment of Torah in Yeshua, HaMashiach. Friends, if that's true, it's just amazing, and it's just like God to do it that way.
The parallel is so much there, and I do believe, Jeff, that we did get a new and a better covenant. And again, friends, when we say new covenant, don't hear it so much with Christian ears. It's first prophesied in Jeremiah that God will give a new covenant, not like the covenant which our forefathers broke when we came out of Egypt, when he took us out of Egypt, although he was like a husband to us. No, this is going to be a covenant written on our hearts.
Hallelujah.
And I think, in fact, not only written on our hearts, Jeff, but sealed with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the living God.
Yeah, see, the Holy Spirit is really involved in Shavuot in many different ways and will be as we continue to see how this plays out. Now, the purpose of the Holy Spirit of God, first and foremost, is to teach us all truth. That's the number one thing, and to convict us of sin, and to show us righteousness. That's the main purpose of the Holy Spirit, and that's where we're focused, friends, and that's where we're going to live in the next couple of weeks.
One more, a very important one, and to draw us to Jesus, our Messiah.
Amen.
And we're going to see how that plays out next week by the disciples in the temple in Jerusalem on the Feast of Shavuot, Pentecost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, this is 100% Jewish activity, friends, so the more you know about it, the more Jewish stuff you'll understand and see how it points right to Jesus, our Messiah.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. We would so love to hear from you. Get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Now, it's really easy to remember, friends, because you're listening to Messianic Minutes, and our website is messianicminutes.com. You can send us an email if you'd like, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and may He keep you. In the name of Jesus, He is our Messiah.
Come unto the Holy